Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. He joins us each and every Monday on the program. Of course, he's on Twitter at Munsley. Go give him a follow if you are not already. What are we listening to, Munz?
Monsters of Folk, Jeffrey. It's a song called Say Please. It's off their one and only album. It's Jim James and Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes.
He's one of the true great blowhards that this world's ever known.
Oh, now I agree with that. But this album, he kind of was reined in. It was like a super group. It's got M. Ward and Mike.
They
Mogus
took the microphone from him.
No. This is him actually on this on vocals on this particular song. But it's less. I think it's less pretentious than the normal Bright Eyes stuff.
Bright Eyes is like Donnie Darko to me. Like, everyone insists that it's good, and every time I try to listen to it, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I this is overrated.
It's fair. Like there's a song or two per album that I think are pretty good, but overall, no doubt, it's a bit much.
Munz, I got off childcare duty just to talk to you. I wanted to make sure I was here for this segment. You've had a couple interesting tweets today. One being you retweeted a tweet from a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago related to, I guess, the rumor that Alex Lomax was, his career at Memphis was potentially over. And you retweeted a GIF of Lee Corso with "Not So Fast, My Friend." Mm-hmm. And then just a few minutes ago, we got a retweet of someone noting that Penny and Alex Lomax had a breakfast at Perkins yesterday, and you tweeted back, "I know." So
right.
What magic might have happened at Perkins yesterday, Jason? What are we to make of these tweets from today?
Well, I have strong reason to believe that Alex Lomax's playing career at Memphis is not over. And I think that, I think that Alex and Penny, had a formal, obviously it wasn't formal. It was at Perkins. It was informal.
Don't you dare make fun of Perkins. Not on this show.
No, I wouldn't.
They have a tremendous 12.
Yes, and that is very important to note. I think they came together and kind of talked about the future. And, it seems like all signs are pointing now toward a return to the active roster for one Alex Lomax.
Do we think A-Lo picked Perkins? Penny picked Perkins? It was a mutual decision.
Did they pick the Perkins?
That's a good question.
You know, why not dinner? You know, like, you know, usually on, is it official visit? You get dinner at the steakhouse for returning for a fifth year. It's breakfast at Perkins. Is that how it works? Is that
don't sleep on their country fried steak?
Maybe. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's you're sort of putting it in terms of like a recruitment, and I don't think that's exactly what this is. I think this is just, you know,
making sure they're on the same page.
Yeah, two sides coming together outside of the confines of the practice facility, where there might be, distractions, so to speak. It feels weird saying it like that. You know, they're out in public. You'd think there'd be more distractions there, but no. I mean, yeah, I've talked to multiple people who believe that. Alex Lomax is going to be back for a fifth year as a player. I know there's some snarky snarks out there who are, saying things like, you know, well, please let it be as a grad assistant or something like that. And we could get into the complicated.
Are people forgetting that the last win Memphis had last year against Boise State, like, Lomax was one of the best players on the floor in that game?
Yeah, I know.
I know you can't see this, but. Mark can, and it wasn't planned. I'm drinking tea right now.
Well, Jeffrey, I give you credit. Throughout all of this, the last 3-4 months, whatever it's been since the season ended, you've maintained the stance of, yeah, I believe Alex Lomax is not in the program anymore.
When I see it.
When the opening tip in November happens.
And even then, I'm not sure. Even then, I'd be like, there's still time.
So here's my question to you, Munz. How does this work? Because I think in theory, it makes a lot of sense in that Alex slots in pretty easily as the backup point guard on this team. We've talked about, you know, on the perimeter, yeah, they've got their starting five. But when we talk about depth on the perimeter, you know, you're basically counting on Jonathan Lawson really delivering in a major way. And now this gives you a little more leeway because you have Alex is not a star player. He's a flawed player, but he's a proven contributor. As I mentioned, like against Boise State, he was fantastic in that game.
I just want everyone to go back and read their Twitter when he went down with the ankle and how much like everyone was like freaking out.
Yeah. And
in that game.
Well, you say Boise State. I mean, go back and look at the line against Cincinnati. I forget how many points he had, but the guy had 9 assists, 0 turnovers. Now, again, yes, he's flawed. His ceiling is limited.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, there's this argument out there because there's another tweet that I put out today that basically kind of said, in what universe does having Alex Lomax on this particular roster make Memphis worse? And I get it. There are people who are saying it's not that Alex makes the roster worse. It's that Penny Hardaway, you know, and his demonstrated tendencies to possibly play Alex more than he should is what concerns people. But I say to that, there's never been Kendrick Davis on the roster, you know, like let's give Penny a chance to show that he would make the wrong decision, you know, with someone like Kendrick Davis on the roster before we say, oh, he's just automatically going to screw this up.
Well, and I would say this, presumably in theory, Alex is now in the role he was probably meant to be in as a player. Like I'd argue he's probably, you know, I don't know exactly the rosters and the rest of the American for next season, but I'd argue he's at least one of the best backup point guards in the league, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And then I think what people are discounting, I know, you know, last year, and I tracked this stuff, because in previous years when Penny would play Tyler and Alo together, it didn't work that well. Last year it actually wasn't a bad lineup when he played both of them together. And
didn't they play a lot less last year than previous years?
Down the stretch, I mean, he played him he played him enough where it was like a good sample size.
Okay.
I'd say,
mm-hmm.
And they were pretty solid. You know, there were some moments where it didn't work out, but just like there's some moments every lineup doesn't work out. But by and large, Tyler's it was a positive.
If Tyler's not shooting, it's always
and last year
small,
he was
yeah.
shooting. Yes, he shot well. The ball well. But I see a scenario where this kind of relieves some pressure off Kendrick Davis, not only in the sense that he has it, there's a quality backup, but like now you can more easily move him off the ball. You can use him in a more in more of a variety of ways. But I will say I do worry about A-Lo being used too much just because he's been used too much every season at times. But it does feel like of all the situations Memphis has had roster-wise, this is the best situation involving Alex Lomax. Having someone like Kendrick Davis, who is kind of the unquestioned lead dog offensively, and A-Lo slotting in as a really good backup point guard. Like, that feels like ideal.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Again, his issues with turnovers have been well documented. We all know that. His shortcomings as a shooter have you know, that's also been established. Now, another ripple effect that, you know, you talked about having someone like Alex Lomax on the roster could free up Kendrick Davis and take some pressure off of him. We all know how much three-point shooting Memphis lost from last season. Imani Bates, Landers Nolley, Tyler Harris, Lester Quinones. You know, yes, Penny went out and got Emmanuel Acott, who has shown to be a, you know, he's proven to be a pretty good shooter beyond the arc. Keontae Kennedy, not so much, you know, not as much. I think he shot around 30% or so, 31, 32%.
From what I understand from Keontae Kennedy is that he's very much, like, he's a lot like in the Landers mold. He is actually supposed to be a, like, shooting is supposed to be his strength. He's just very streaky. Like, he gets really hot, and then he also gets cold. But he's always shooting through it all, and so it's for better or worse.
But that doesn't deter him.
Yes, exactly.
Well, maybe
high volume shooter is the nice way of phrasing it.
Well, maybe that may be true. But what I will say this: I relatively recently got some insight from inside practices, and I've heard like really, really, really good things about Keontae Kennedy. Not necessarily, you know, specifically as a three-point shooter, but I mean, like, he has proven so far to be the surprise of the summer. I think he's really been a pleasant surprise for Memphis. I mean, I think they thought they were getting a good player, but I think he has exceeded expectations. But getting back to the other thing, like, if you have Alex Lomax, that frees up, you can play him and Kendrick Davis. This goes back to the point I was trying to make where you lost a lot of three-point shooting and you didn't exactly replace it all, at least on paper. You didn't replace it. Well, you know, by sliding Kendrick Davis over, maybe that gives that lineup can give you can help make up, you know, take up the slack, so to speak, from the 3-point shooting deficiency that you may or may not have. You know, like, if you can slide him over and get him some shots, create some shots for him, who shot 37-38% from three last year, that's not as good necessarily as having another 3-point shooter on the team, but it's not bad.
Well, and we've talked about, you know, the five position feels like it's the weakest in the starting lineup. You've got Malcolm Dandridge and KO there, but couldn't you foresee a closing lineup in some games, especially against teams that don't have like a dominant big man, which is most of them in the AAC, of Lomax, Kendrick Davis, Keontae Kennedy, Emmanuel Acott slots to the four because he's 6'8", and then DeAndre at the five? That seems like a closing lineup that could be very intriguing.
It could be. I would just say that, I mean, like, you know, playing devil's advocate here, like, the only thing I would say is let's find out first how Alex Lomax and Kendrick Davis would coexist under those circumstances. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're talking about two guys who are – both, you know, established lead, you know, lead guys? Would there be any potential issue there? And maybe it wouldn't even be like a conscious issue. It may be like a subconscious thing. Like, would it?
Do you think that's what the pancakes were for at Perkins? Like, you know, like, hey, Alex, like, this is going to, you know, Kendrick is, if you're going to come back, like, Kendrick is the lead dog here. I want you to be a leader, obviously. But, like, you guys have had battles in the past. You know, they've gone head-to-head a lot. You know, and, like,
yep.
Right? Isn't that probably what they were, you know, eating pancakes over, making sure everything was kosher there?
I would be surprised.
There's not much kosher at Perkins, for the record.
I would be surprised if you know, a significant portion of that meal wasn't spent discussing, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page, like we talked about, like, you know, that this is how things are going to be, and if you can, you know, if you can accept that, then yes, please, yes, we would absolutely, we would love to, we could do big things if everybody's, you know, we don't want to go through a situation like we did last year where there was like infighting and drama and all that stuff. Not saying that that's what would happen, but
or that was
sure,
Alex's
sure,
fault, like.
Oh yeah, no, which it wasn't. It wasn't. He was. I mean, based on all the conversations I've had, he had nothing to do with that. But yeah, like I would think that they've, if it's gotten to this point, I would think any potential issues have been ironed out.
And he turns 23 in February, which he's the average age of the team. Like, he doesn't hurt the average age. Too, with his old team.
This is an old, experienced team.
Yeah, no, so it'll be really, so as of right now, just to recap, we're talking to Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer from the Commercial Appeal. Your educated guess, you are expecting at this point, you would be surprised, let's phrase it like that, you'd be surprised at this point if Alex Lomax doesn't come back.
Shocked. I'd even go a little further and say shocked.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.